Good evening, everyone. Good evening. This is Radiance by Design, and I can see you out there radiating like mad. But what are you radiating? Have you thought about that today? This is Veronica Entwistle talking to you, and I'm hoping you're going to call in and talk to me after we do our meditation. I don't know how many of you have listened to Paradigm Shifters recently, but we had John Gray on, and he was talking about men and women in the workplace. But, you know, I love some of his stuff because he delineates how we're kind of confined sometimes by unconscious programming as men or as women. And, oh, I found it very fascinating talking to him. And he was talking about how we misunderstand each other. And I noticed this. I've said this for years in a different perspective, which is that most disagreements that happen in the world, even if it's political, even if it's wars, are through misunderstanding. Now, of course, there's some egregious demand for resources and all of that. Well, that's not kind of misunderstanding. But what triggers the war part is often misunderstanding. And there's so many divorces and crumbling households and so on lately. And you and I know that if our evolutions become dissonant or if one's evolving and one isn't, pretty much has to happen. Or if you haven't looked after your early childhood crud from the old paradigm of abuse, obviously that sort of thing has to happen. But I really thought listening to him that he helps make it clearer for us all to understand why women and men don't really understand each other and why we really don't hear each other. And, of course, I work with a lot of people and a lot of couples, a lot of all kinds of, almost everybody who phones for a session goes, what about a relationship? Either I want one, I want out of one, I don't know how to keep going in mine or whatever. And so often it is a dissonance that comes from a different drive and a different way of defending ourselves or else too much defense. But once the defense builds up, once you got defense there, then what happens is you don't really hear the other person. You're ready to put your elbow up way before they speak. And it's, or even as they speak, you're busy trying to sort of figure out how to stay defended. Isn't it interesting? And I don't know how there are people who have a very long-term marriage or relationship or some families that get along really well. And I think that they often are people who kind of make the assumption that one another has something good to put forward, or they have really good ways of hashing out the kinds of problems. You know, if you're really defended and you're shut down, I know what this is like for a lot of people, that if you're really afraid of being wrong because you've got a very deep insecurity or self-esteem issue and you've come apart at the seams or whatever, it's really difficult to admit what you've done wrong, even if you admit it to yourself. And part of that is because it seems really, really self-destructive. It seems really terrifying that you're hanging from a ledge by your fingertips and then you're going to push yourself off by saying that maybe you've been a jerk. See what I mean? But that comes from a very deep, deep sensitivity in people. It's fascinating, isn't it? So let's go back to John Gray, and he's talking about men and women in the workplace. And that there's more women going into corporations, as we know, since the 60s, especially since the beginning of the 70s. But you and I know that a lot of them are falling off that particular lattice work in droves because they don't feel heard, that they don't feel able to work toward the kind of expansions and evolutions that they really want to work toward. And I know I've known a lot of women who became lawyers, and they've all left the legal profession because they find it really kind of gross. And one of the things John Gray was talking about, he and Barbara Ennis, I think is her name, she's a gender research specialist figuring out what gender intelligence really is all about, meaning what are the higher aspects of having a strong feminine approach to life, and what are the higher aspects of having a strong masculine approach. And he made this point, well, golly, you know, the whole corporate structure is based on the male model, and that's how it's been growing. And the guys aren't really accustomed to having to think like women or put themselves in the feet of the put themselves in the feet of women. I mean, think about it. But they aren't accustomed to having to do that, because apparently in the male role model, it's about getting the job done, and that the outcome is what you're after, not the process. Whereas women are kind of doing a survey, and we're being kind of emotional, and we're sort of gathering people and doing collaborative things, which takes a lot longer for as far as decision-making goes. And so the men are busy getting it done, and they're more successful in terms of the money made in the company, and the women are feeling not put upon, what is the term? Women are feeling shunned or pushed aside, when really women are, our brains are built to help with that cooperative community consciousness, which some of the guys that he talks about in the book say that, oh my gosh, business runs way better when we bring women in and we really listen to them. So there's some evolution here, which is learning what, how women would think and feel, and how different it is from men, and then taking full advantage of the collaborative, cooperative, community developing aspect, and then the male approach of moving it forward with a definite point in the direction. That's a good cooperative, you know, it's a very, it's like saying there's only one rooster in the hen house in a way, isn't it? Anyway, he was very, very interesting, and I hope you get the podcast. If you haven't listened to the show at all, the podcast is up on my site, veronicaantwistle.com, and I really found it enjoyable. And get the book or look up his site and listen to some of his videos or so on. That's John Gray. He's the Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus people. And this isn't an ad about him. It's just tonight I'd like to talk about some of the drives you have and how you feel in the world that's changing so much. I always channel before the shows, and the guides were talking about how the downloads of, you know, every week we talk a little bit about the universal downloads, about the swashbuckling interchanges that are going on, energy changes that are going on way out there in the universes and through our the galaxies and through our atmosphere and so on. And you and I know we're all being pushed, and things are moving very fast. Some of us can barely handle the number of changes coming up in our life. And people are phoning me, and they're being very disconsolate and feeling really weighed down. And then, boom, it's almost like these spiraling lights come way up through them, and they get to doff or drop off some of these old patterns of self-suppression, repression, the old paradigms that they've got stored in their body mind, because as we know, you and I are energy first, and we download into the physical second, third, fourth, and fifth. So as these energies come down through the universes and they bop you and they move through you, you are actually incorporating and integrating some possibilities of evolution that are beyond our wildest dreams. And I see it in people. You see their faces are shining differently. Some people are really horribly sad, frustrated, and angry for a while. But watch. See how when we grab hold of the possibility of change, that can change us so extremely that you can't even believe that the same depressed person is now this person expressing. I'd really like you to call in after we do our little meditation here. It's not little. After we do our meditation here, call in and let's talk about what's going on in your life and see if it's consistent with you listeners, you wonderful, wonderful beings that are tuning in tonight. And see if it's consistent with you that you feel kind of at times held down, or you might be writhing in a certain context and then, boom, it shifts and expands. I'm really eager to talk to you. All right, let's do, oh, here's another thing. Jaya, who sometimes, if we're lucky, calls into the radio show. She's done all kinds of spiritual adventuring and physical adventuring over the last while. Anyway, she sent me a YouTube, some of you have probably seen it, by Greg Braden talking about healing. And he reminded me, I started watching, I only saw half of it because I haven't had time yet, but he reminded me of something that you and I talk about every week on this show and probably in other places, in that if a whole bunch of us meditate at the same time, we develop a coherent field. And you've heard this from Lynn McTaggart. You've heard this from Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. You've heard it from many, many teachers and leaders and the Oneness Blessings people, and so on and so forth. But anyway, Greg Braden said that they have their somebody who had very severe. Have you seen this? Maybe you've already seen the YouTube. But anyway, he was talking about how somebody had a bladder cancer, went out of the Western system and into Beijing, into a clinic there, where the way of healing was to have to develop with others a coherent energy field, and the healing happened in 3 minutes. And this was an inoperable bladder cancer. And it's just so wonderful to hear those kinds of stories and see it being proven. And what he reminded us is that this is ancient, ancient Oriental or Asian technology. And I went, okay, I've got a sore knee, so I'm staring at my knee inside and out going, okay, let's see if I can use ancient Asian technology and heal myself. What do you think of that? All right, so everybody close your eyes, and unless you're, I guess, on the edge of a cliff or walking on a high wire, that's it. Close your eyes, take a couple of deep breaths. And now let's call in above your head about 2 miles, a beautiful, beautiful, radiant golden ball. Radiance counts, doesn't it? And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. Good. And now drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through your spine into the lower golden ball. And now from the upper golden ball, drop a four-sided pyramid to about waist height. Push it out maybe 40 feet. And upside down, another golden pyramid, four-sided. And its point goes into the lower golden ball. Now we jam the two together base to base, and we have ourselves an eight-sided structure called an octahedron. And inside the octahedron, you have there a crystal ball. And the crystal ball nudges the inside edges of your octahedron. Now take a look at the crystal ball. See the shimmering colors in it. I always find it absolutely amazing. And the energy from the octahedron is a lot more masculine. And inside the crystal ball, it's very feminine. That's right. We could throw John Gray's book in it. This is work, isn't it? And inside of that, you have a star tetrahedron, a three-dimensional star of David. And you're inside of that. And now spin and spin and spin in your star. Spin and spin and spin. And see yourself creating on a magical screen in front of you, creating a movie. And the movie, the first movie you create, is what you personally want to become. And I want to become multidimensional in the moment by choice. And we keep learning about these spirals moving up through us. I want to be able to spiral my way up into different dimensions at any point at will. So I see myself becoming that facile with such a wonderful, magical ability. Yeah. What is it you want to become? And as I see myself achieving my goal, I wrap the whole thing in light, move it over to the left. And now we create the second movie. And it's the movie all about some project you're wanting to create. Mm-hmm. That's right. You want to create your project. See all the resources and the people and the time and the intuition, inspiration, all of those pieces come together. You see yourself creating whatever it is you want. Maybe it's a relationship, home and family. You know, maybe it's a house. Maybe it's a world travel. Maybe it's a movie, a book, something like that. and see all pieces coming together until you create the whole thing. Yay! And now all the pieces come in, all the resources come together to sustain it. And you're so proud and happy. Wrap it in light, move it over to the side. And now we're going to do the Galactic Healing Center, and let's bring in some of the most amazing beings of light. These are beings who can move through the dimensions at will. Mm-hmm. They belong to my healing team. Haha, they probably belong to yours too, right? Can't kind of corral these guys and hang on to them, can we? And have them make a circle around our healing table. And you're the first person that hops on that healing table. You might have an idea about what you want for yourself. But if you don't, ask them, they'll tell you. Let's ask for a healing. Okay. And ask if they have anything to say to you. Okay. Wow. They tell us some pretty amazing things, don't they? And now when you feel like you can really feel that healing energy working, wrap that whole scenario in light and move it to the side. And now we have a fresh healing table. And who are you going to bring in this time? Okay. I'm going to bring in a little girl. She's only 6. And her dad died suddenly, and her mother is out on town, gosh knows where. She never sees her. She's with her grandma, who's grieving for her son. And the little girl, who's only 6, is doing pretty well, but it's only been a year, and she misses her daddy terribly. So let's bring her in and ask for help for her so that she can feel safe, and the guidance around her is tremendous. She has angels. She apparently has quite a journey in this lifetime. She's here for a big mission. But it's pretty hard when you're only 6 to try and, it's hard when you're 100 probably, to try and adjust to these changes. There you go. And they're caressing her, holding her. And I think she looks a lot stronger now. Wrap her in light and move the whole scenario over to the left. Now we're going to have a fresh healing table. All right, now we've got our fresh healing team who replicates themselves. Now remember, this is the healing team, and we want to see layer after layer after layer of their ancestry, their lineage, and all the beings that work with them. And I'm bringing in somebody. There's a whole bunch of people like this. So let's bring these beings in who have been fighting to maintain their own houses since the big mortgage swindle. Yeah. I know of several people that are just sort of small people that have never been particularly educated and so on. And they're fighting like mad, and they're doing okay, wanting to maintain their houses. So let's just see spirit coming through and just really lighting the way for them to hold on and not be dumped. One of them is just somebody who works in a kind of a normal civil service system. He's not terribly educated. He's been studying like mad for 5 years, and they overturned the decision that was made, and now he's having to battle Wells Fargo and Citibank, and he's still hanging in there all by himself. He's only 1. There's many, many out there. So let's put people on the table who have dealt with that incredible mortgage situation and just see their guidance coming forward and helping them manifest their houses for the greater good. Excellent. And help them feel supported and loved, that there's justice, right? Remember, we can create our reality. We've been learning how to do that. I don't think we're always hot at it yet, but let's just see. My friend I was talking about and a whole bunch of other people creating the solution that they're really praying for with the help of our guidance. Good. And wrap that in light and wrap their foreclosure things in light. Is one I can see on Hawaii. Yeah. Just wrap that in light and just see those guides and angels working hard with those people that are trying to maintain their home, their relationship to their home. Good. And now wrap it in light, move it over to the side. And now let's bring our political situation in. You pick the one that you want. I think we'll put Syria on there again. I don't pay that much attention to the news because it's, whatever. I don't want to have my mind filled with it, but I try to tune in just a bit. So let's put Syria back in. Put Syria on our healing table and try to see all those beings that are going to be around them, infusing their souls with peace and love and the ability to get through this situation, and that the children all get through this situation. Yeah. Terrible, terrible. Yeah. And that it doesn't create more war that includes this country as well. That there become peace. All right. Okay, so wrap that in light. And now let's call in those beautiful healing, those vibrations of harmony and support. Have them come into the top of your head. Remember, we were getting all these downloads. See yourself whirling these through your body, mind. They come into the top of your head, swirl down your neck, down around your heart. Straight down your arms, out your hands, and then reach out with your hands and let's pat the various parts of the planet that are suffering, where there's holes in the planet and the fracking and all of this ugly stuff going on and people dying and sickness and animals becoming extinct. And, you know, let's see ourselves just absolutely refurbishing its life. Because Mother Earth is alive, is she not? And you pat down where the people are sick, where there's tremendous poverty, where the inequity is almost beyond comprehension. How could we let it get that way? There we go. All around the planet, where the oceans need to be imbued with healing energy for everyone, that they have enough purification and enough food for the fish, for the mammals in the water. And keep moving it round and round and round our planet. So this is amazing healing energy going round and round the planet. And have it come back up through our hands, our arms, swirl around in our heart, straighten up through the top of our heads, way out into the great central sun, back down. And fill your heart again. Now turn around and close off the Galactic Healing Center and jump into your star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin. Now I hope you're going to call in tonight, because we want you to call in and talk about what's going on in your life. Do you find that it's changing? Do you find there are fast changes going on? Because I sure do. I'm finding that there's a lot of, I'm finding that there's tremendous changes going on that are really giving me a sense of strength and a sense of being able to go forward in ways that I have never imagined. Here's the number, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. Again, my name is Veronica Entwistle. I work with my guides, and angels and yours too, and my higher self, and we want to talk to you about what's going on in your life. We want to bring down some really wonderful healing energy as well, because that's another thing that can happen. We can change our well-being. We can change our health. We can change our ability to hear one another. Can we not? Let's talk about what's going on in your world. Some of you have undergone some tremendously fast changes. I'm going to look at some people here. Yeah, I'm going to roam around in the whole team of people that are out there listening to this show. And let's talk to you about what's going on in your world, okay? Okay, so there's one of you, and you don't really understand. This is a woman who's in her, I'd say, early 40s, and she doesn't understand what happened to suddenly end her relationship. And she's grieving, but she's also kind of nervous, sort of hyper. And she's saying, I don't know. I mean, he just suddenly didn't want to be with me anymore, and I don't understand. And it's really interesting because it's very hard to do this, ladies and gentlemen. But when something like that happens, you got to start looking for, oh, goody, we got a caller. We'll talk about what I was going to say after the caller. Good evening. You're on the air. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, hey there, Veronica.
It's Hi, Lisa. Honey. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you. It's so interesting you're talking about men and women and that whole different thing. I can totally relate to that.
I bet you can, eh? Is this Lisa?
Yes.
Hi.
Hey. So, I think you might know my question, but I've been talking with you about relationships and stuff, mm-hmm. and I remember you told me something about how my ex was blocked in his heart, and I'm wondering if you get a sense if that's ever going to heal for him.
Well, you know what's really interesting about that? You know when I was talking about the John Gray thing and how men and women don't hear each other? That's where his block is, that he is, actually, I was talking to the guides before we started the show, and they were talking about how when men, particularly, surrender into change, there's a difficult part, which is the part that says that they'll lose out on everything. And he's got a drive. This ex-partner of yours has got a real drive to want to have something bigger and deeper in his life. But his drive is blocking his very heart. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Not really.
Okay,
so something bigger and deeper.
Yeah, so say I want to be just absolutely sure and excited and ecstatic about my relationship, and I'm trying so hard that I can't even see that you're here. You see?
And you
see what I mean? Like, we think we're driving toward what we want, but what we're really doing is blocking against it. And that's where surrender comes in. B, I don't see him. He has also... the reason he's moving through things the way he is he's also got a block that comes from, I guess, his mother's earlier years. There's a real depression in there, even though he's not a depressed man. Have you ever noticed that?
He's kind of numb emotionally.
Like, yeah, well, you know, yeah, so he's doing that on purpose.
Yeah.
And I do see him awakening for it, but not till somebody breaks his heart. Huh.
Yeah, I get that sense, too. The wind's back.
Well, I'm telling you this, Lisa. You can't go out with a baseball bat and whack him so it'll break his heart.
Oh, I know. And my other question, I guess, was since I still live within close proximity to him, do you see me moving soon?
Yeah, I do, actually. But I also see something. I see you being involved with somebody else really soon. And there may be a move around that faster than you would have expected.
When do you see that?
You see, because I think he stepped away, or I think God told him to step away, or his higher self or something, because you got something different coming in.
But he did it for me.
Yeah, but yay. If you told him that right now, he would probably say no, you know.
Yeah.
Because bottom line is he's doing it for him, too. You know what I mean? Like, he's doing it for you, but he's also doing it. Because where we're really attuned to our higher consciousness, it is a win-win, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Is it hard for you to be near him in this neighborhood? Do you run into him a lot?
No, but I mean, it's like, you know, I walk my dog, I have to walk it a different way. There's a whole, like, not newness to this situation. Just kind of like living in the past, and I kind of wanted to upheaval and go somewhere else. But I know that maybe the universe kept me here to make sure my healing is thorough. So, that's what I can do.
Honey, I think that you're there because you're going to have an opportunity there, and then you'll suddenly be gone. You see? So I think leaving this way, if you left right away, it seems like you would be a little less balanced, and it would take you quite a while to kind of settle in. This way, your track, the universe is saying, okay, your track is going to be a lot clearer in a short while, and you'll be grateful that you were there and you went through this. The art of going through it is clear, 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 and more clear.
Yeah.
Are you still resentful, or you look like you've lost a lot of that, huh?
Yeah, I've healed a lot of that, and I've forgiven. I've done exactly what you kind of said about the energies, how they've been, like, be really depressed one day, and the next day, like, your energy is like, let's go. That's been me.
Well, I'm proud of you, girl.
Yeah. Thank you.
So does that answer your question?
It does. I just was wondering if you know, like, when this man is coming again. Like, do you get a sense of timing on this?
I always tell all of you the same thing. I'm not good at time. And they go, yeah. So when's it going to happen?
So I'll just stay open. No problem.
I don't think it's, I think it's before halfway through the summer. I would be surprised if you go right through the summer.
Yeah, I get that feeling.
Okay, so talk
well,
to God. What?
I said I'll keep you posted.
Please do. Thank you for your call, darling, and we send you love and light. And here's
thank
the other thing
you.
For everybody at home. Then go up into your higher self and go over and talk to the higher self of the person that you want to meet, that wants to meet you. Let's play magic. Start entertaining yourself with a nice visitation with him on a regular basis.
Yeah.
It's called U-mail.
Oh, yeah, I'll try that.
Yeah, because because it's sort of, you know, I'm telling everybody at home as well, when you do something like that, you'd be surprised how many pieces of information you get back on the higher level from that person, but you got to stay in the higher level to send it. And you can tell him all about yourself, and you can learn all about him. So you're busy if you haven't met him yet. You got time to do your hair.
Yeah.
Your hair is lovely. I was just teasing, you know.
Oh, no. Definitely, I'll try that, too.
Okay, honey, take care, and thank you for your call.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Isn't that fun? Because we do realize, when we go back to Greg Bradensing and the coherent energy fields that we're actually able to change this woman's vibrational reality to release bladder cancer. Now think about that in terms of love, and think about that in terms of forgiveness. If you can surrender, which is a vibrational thing, imagine falling on your face at the feet of the divine and lie there face down on the ground, in the garden, on the rug, whatever you've concocted as being your great spiritual place, and just keep being in surrender. And I often tell you that, for me, I'll go, okay, am I done yet? And I have to lie there until I've given that up to... You're on the air. I'll just finish this thought. It'll just take a sec. And so when, by the same token, is when you surrender, you send out a different energy from you. You're giving up your defenses and so on. And then you send out, when you're sending out messages to, oh, an intended, someone you want to be in love with, somebody you want to heal with, or whatever. As you send those messages out, they are received. They are received. And when you call in the higher, because these beautiful energies are coming through these days, you can whirl those through your system and send out a much more potent, a much more piquant, a much more radiant expression, and the other person will receive it. They'll feel good whenever they think of you. I know you all know this, but I am reminding you. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, Veronica. It's Rebecca calling.
Hi, Rebecca. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Actually, I just love this topic that you have because it's exactly where I am at in my life, and I just wanted to kind of share a few things that I've been doing that may help other listeners.
Wonderful.
And
go ahead.
One of them is that, yeah, I've been doing uncording of others, and what I mean by that is I visualize that they are plugged into me, like in my solar plexus, and I pull on that cord, and it almost like, you know how when you do fireworks and at the very end of the fireworks, they kind of burn out. They go, yeah, okay, so it's the white golden cord and that just kind of just expires, right? It just goes away. And sometimes I've seen it where they've really been wrapped around inside my intestines and I have to keep pulling and pulling and pulling. And sometimes I have to do this more than once, say, you know, on a different day or whatever. So I've done that, and I'm also doing I am statements, and my latest one is, I am supported by God, and that's all that I do. As well as I've gotten to know my guardian angel and what her name is, and I ask her to wrap her wings around me and heal all areas that need to be healed, and I do that with my dog, and I guess one of the other ones is Archangel Michael. I have him take his sword and cut through any negativity around me, and I actually do the lightsaber thing with my arms. Physically do that.
Good for you. Does that feel good?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it does. And I ask him to do that for, like, my heart and my soul and my thoughts and my physical and then things around me. And so having a daily practice of those things has really moved me through a lot of stuff. And something that I heard last night was, is it doesn't matter what caused anything that's a blockage. Mm-hmm. It's about removing it, and that's it. I don't have to use the old paradigm of, you know, I call it navel gazing, like, oh, this happened to me in my childhood, so now I'm this way. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. It's just getting rid of the block.
Yeah, I'm not that anymore.
Yeah, and if I'm not on the path, it gets kind of sticky. I start having interactions with people that don't flow as well, and I can just kind of tell that my energies are getting a little sticky. So those are things that I've been doing lately, and it's just totally kind of tumbling me through life very fast like a tumbleweed, which means I'm moving forward, but I don't always know what end is up.
Mm-hmm.
So
I like it that you're a tumbleweed. I love that. Is it affecting, how long have you done this for?
Well, on and off, you know, over several decades, but right now it's really amped up a lot since like December 12th.
Good, yeah, okay, because I think it's going way faster, and those messages you're sending out, like getting your angels and so on, those messages move a lot more potent and a lot more quickly than they have in the past, is my experience.
Yeah. So anyway, I wanted to share that. And with all the changes going on, I was just wondering what you were seeing for me.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Are you trying to get a different job? Because what I'm seeing is you're becoming more and more psychic. What was your answer? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I need to. Normally what would have taken me years to know I needed to move on is now down to about 6 months.
Well, start the visualization, because in your brain pattern, your frontal lobes, which are how you go forward and how you dream going forward, all of that is really hyperactive. Your name's Rachel, right?
It's Rebecca.
Rebecca, sorry. But anyway, your
okay.
frontal lobe is very hyperactive, and I'm going, suddenly, it's like, what kind of a job do you do? Because it's going to be quite a change, I think.
Okay, well, right now I'm doing customer work in a convenience store, and it's not anything I've ever done before.
Okay.
So with a lot of this change going on, there's been a lot of different iterations of things that I've done in my life. And so,
are you
going to
do
latest.
Management? Are you already doing management? Are you thinking of moving up in management? Because I see a place that's a lot more elegant, and you have a certain amount of responsibility, and you have a variety of tasks. And it's really pretty. It's lovely where you're going. And it's not quite yet, but it's going to happen really fast. And I think the opportunity comes through somebody that you attract into your life.
Right. What about moving? Do you see me moving anytime soon?
Where are you now?
Where am I? I'm in San Jose, California.
Okay, just a sec here. I think you will. It looks to me like you might be moving sort of north and east a little bit, if that makes sense.
Okay.
And I think it's for an opportunity for a job. And and you might have family there. There's a couple of women that you know there. Are you in a relationship right now?
No, uh-uh.
Well, that's good, because whatever the change is including a certain, like a new social environment. But you might have some family, or you might have family around too.
Right.
But does that give you an idea
okay,
where
well,
you
I hear
go?
Dawn's beeping in. So.
Okay, Dawn, thanks for your call.
Take care. Bye now.
Bye. Good evening. You are on the air now. It's your turn.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I had actually called you last week, so you remember. You might be familiar with the conversation.
Okay.
And I'm the one who had the brother who was murdered.
Oh, my, yes. Have you learned anything? Your name is Joyce, is it?
Joanne.
Joanne. Hi.
Right. Hi.
Have you heard anything? Have you learned anything?
Not too much more. There was somebody who came to me and said something about looking in a black box. And I still have no idea what that means.
I don't know what it means either, because it wasn't an airplane, right?
No. Well, you always wore Air Force Ones.
but the thing is that I don't know what the black box is. But
right.
I do think you're going to... The reason I asked you if you've already found something out is you're going to find something out. Something is coming to
okay.
you. And I would keep... You just heard the caller before. I would keep calling in my higher self in the presence and say, show me. I often say, thank you for revealing this to me, and I'll walk away from any subject, because that works better for me to get... Stop squeezing my brain around it and let it open, surrender
right.
to the higher... Because you've got two bits of information coming beyond the black box. Two bits of information
okay.
coming. And from somebody who's crying, somebody who's grieving, a woman. And I think right now most people have hidden away. Anybody who knows any is kind of hidden back, I think. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, as far as it has to do with the situation, or is... The ones that have cared about, you know, my brother.
Some of each, I would say. Somebody who knows about the situation, who cares about your brother, is going to come with some more information, and she didn't want to before.
Okay.
All right. And I suspect it's going to be like two different people, and you're going to start feeling a little bit more of the pieces coming together. You know.
Okay.
And he's he's trying to help too, you know.
Yeah, I know.
How are you?
I don't know if that makes it better.
Pardon me?
I just miss him in an unbelievable way when you're that close in age.
Yeah, I know.
And that's all you know is the other. It's just not right, you know.
I know, but you know, I think that you're very intuitive and you're going to find yourself being, remember we talked about the woman before you, we were talking about being able to communicate with somebody on the higher self level. Well, from my experience is that you actually have real communications with them, and he is healing where he is because he was kind of messed up, you know, and he's going to be in conversation with you in a little while, and you will find that very heartening. You know, that's coming. In the meantime, you want to have a little bit more of the story, don't you?
Yeah, it's not that I would want to ever close any kind of book on that. There's a part of me that we've always done, everything was always Joey and Melvin, always. So part of me wants to know exactly, and not because I have some kind of vengeance out for it, but just because I feel like I was there with him.
Yeah, but honey, I think you're going to find some answers over the next little while. I thought you might have already found something, but so it means it's imminent, you know?
The road narrows with every passing day in some respect, and that's probably what you're seeing. Yes, but it's not at the scale has not tipped in that direction to me yet.
No, but it will, and I think he's got something to do with that as well. He seems to be trying to mobilize his own ability to work through the veil. It's not always easy for them, you know. You have to be able to work your own energy. He cares about you,
right,
and you're very bonded. You will get answers, honey. It's coming.
I believe that.
But I really appreciate
it. I just know that it takes time.
I thought about you a lot last week. Thank you for your call, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Have a good night.
Good night. This is Veronica Entwistle saying it's very interesting how sometimes situations will emerge. It's almost like they come out of the blue, and you start to really see what the bigger picture is, what your own personal growth is. Your own personal growth is very, very spiritual, isn't it? So when we see people on the other side, we see them. I was talking to a client recently, probably a week ago, and she had a lover many years ago. They loved each other very, very much, but he came from a higher echelon in society than she did. So his folks got him to dump her. They said he was meant for better things. Well, the thing is, he died not very long ago, maybe half a year, three quarters of a year ago, and he worked in a bank. He was a big mucky-muck in the bank. But he died all alone. He died totally alienated because he's married a woman in his station, and they had three children or something, and they were way up there. But they all pushed him away and isolated him, and he wasn't enough. So the long and the short of it is, my friend found this when she realized he passed, and then she found out by doing some research into his family that he'd been alienated by all the family and from her. You know, she's happily married to someone else now. But what's really interesting is he came to her and we called him. And the long and the short of it is they're managing to have quite a healing time, and the healing is including his getting over the kind of grief that he had let the family tell him what to do or something. I can't even remember now all the details, but she sees him now sort of regularly, not in a haunting kind of way, but in a solution-oriented way. And there's a tremendous love between them. And the consciousness is very much that each of them has lived out a bunch of drama, but they can undo the attachments and the reactions that have gone on between them. So he's very, very awake to all that. Whereas when we first started seeing him, he wasn't. He was all distorted and all messed up and very emotional and hurt and so on. But the healing can go on across the veil in a very wonderful way. It's really helped both of them. I mean, it's quite amazing. So we all know that life is energy and life is frequencies, and I believe that next Tuesday night's paradigm shifter is going to be Penny Pierce. Penny Pierce wrote The Intuitive Way, which has been a college course for people wanting to awaken their own intuition and how to use it in the world and the evolution of the species. She also wrote Frequency, which is an explanation on how you and I are energy first and human second. And I'm trying to remember the name of her book. Maybe Bob will bring it to me. It's sitting on the table over there. And she's got a new book out, and we want to talk to her about it, and it'll be on Tuesday night on Paradigm Shifters at 8 o'clock. How many of you listened to John Gray talking about men and women in the workplace? I'd love to get some of your feedback on that. And are you changing how you are as a male and how you are as a female? Have you noticed with the energy fields shifting like they are, what is male and what is female and how can we really take advantage? I mean, we've been living in the patriarchy for how many years? Like, I think it's been maybe 8,000 or something, with some pockets of matriarchal living in the middle of it, often with indigenous people or tribes people of various types. But mostly it's been a patriarchal existence, you know, and it's supposed to be changing right now. It's supposed to be rebalancing itself, and the feminine is on the rise. And to me, that means frequencies. That means the kind of energies that are coming through, and you and I are absorbing them and integrating them with. And Penny Pierce's latest book is called Leap of Perfection, Transforming Power of Your Attention. But I think what she's talking about in this book, and I haven't actually read most of the book at all yet, but I think what she's talking about is that it happens all of a sudden, and that what's happening for you and I is something we've been praying about for a long time, is we're going through a shift. And I think the shift includes that you and I, whether you're a boy person or a girl person, changing how you balance out the male and the female. And I'm thinking that maybe the orientation is going to be more female than male, but I don't know. Maybe we'll learn to be balanced, a little of each, and learn to, going back to John Gray, learning to take full advantage of the power that can come up when the gifts of being feminine are balanced with the gifts of being masculine, so we can create a whole big scenario that's got more potency and more of a win-win for everyone. So this is Veronica Entwistle, and I love it when you call in, and I hope you'll check my website, veronicaentwistle.com, and give me some feedback. There's even an Ask Veronica button there for those of you who want to ask questions, or if you want to make suggestions about guests or give me feedback on what you think about these shows, what you'd like to hear on the shows, or if you'd like a session with me, or with any of the guests that I do have. Remember, we've got podcasts up, too, so I'd love to get your feedback on those. So thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design, and thank you so much for being a contributor on the planet during this time of change, for learning and growing and radiating consciously out there. Taking a deep breath, and let's send out loving blessings to one another so we have a coherent audience, a group. Good night. Many blessings.